T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two down, two to go. Welcome into our third hour of Sports Talk here on this Thursday night. Chilly Thursday night. Joining us now, Ollie Cosell, editor-in-chief at thebirdwrites.com. Pelicans are at the Knicks tonight at 6:30. Tip-off in about 15 minutes. Ollie, how are you?
I'm good, but doesn't it feel like we're actually in New York City watching this game live? It's so cold outside.
Yes, it is cool. And Ollie, what is your perception as far as, I don't know, throw a bone to the fan base, you know, the playing game, whatever it might take. I don't think we can stand pat, but what are you giving up to get something as far as, like, guard play? What is your take, trade deadline and all that?
I think without a doubt, Thomas Satoransky and one of the young guys, probably Jackson Hayes, would be packaged up, and then, of course, sending out some draft assets. That wouldn't be enough for, say, a guy like De'Aaron Fox or C.J. McCollum, because those guys are making a lot more money. So you'd have to add like a Josh Hart or somebody else, right, to make the salaries work. You don't really want to do that because Josh Hart's been one of the few bright stories, and I think he's a guy you want to keep. With that contract, he's a steal. So what I'm looking at now is you got to get a guard. You're absolutely right, Bobby. The Pelicans' guard play is the worst, honestly, in the NBA, in my opinion. And if you look at the numbers, it says that. They've got the lowest field goal percentage, like second or third lowest three-point shooting percentage, right, from all their group of guards combined against the rest of the league. So got to upgrade. I'm liking now Caris LeVert. He's a guy that's been tied to the Pelicans before when they were exploring trades for Drew Holiday. His name was mentioned. And he's from Brooklyn, right? That's where he got his start, and that's where Trajan Langdon was. So there's a connection there. And I just love LeVert because he can play two ways, high-character guy. He seems like a guy that would fit perfectly in Willie Green's system.
Ollie, Devontae Graham being available tonight I think is certainly helps the cause. The one thing with the Knicks, they're a little bit mercurial in how they play, but man, defensively they're a really good basketball team. But your thoughts on return back of Devontae Graham back to the lineup?
Well, he's probably been the Pelicans' best guard. I mean,
no
if you
question.
Count Josh Hart
no
as
question.
A guard, then it would be Hart. But yeah, Devontae Graham was brought over to do a couple things for the Pelicans, and I think he's done them fine. Right, shooting the three ball. And being big in clutch minutes. And I guess I should throw in also being a low turnover guy. So he's not going to be flashy like Lonzo Ball or any other guys, like the big playmakers in the league, Chris Paul, Luka Doncic. But he gets the job done as a secondary playmaker, and he keeps those turnovers low. So for his role, he's been fine, but the Pelicans have needed more than that, right? So
yes.
I think that's why everybody wants to see a trade.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as the Knicks, boy, this matchup, it's going to be a tough one.
Yep.
You know, the Pelicans scored 117 points in the first game. I don't expect to score nearly as high because the Knicks with Thibodeau, man, they like to really just slow you down and really kind of punch you in the mouth.
Now, Ollie, I don't know, it's like the same song and dance and Pete and repeat. I don't know, out of sight, out of mind with Zion. I mean, will he even play this year? I mean, is it like a lost cause or what is your take on that?
You know, you got to grow less optimistic each day. I mean, I'm hoping for good news. We're probably about a week out of getting news on his latest injury. X-ray scans to see if that bone's completely healed. But if it hasn't, without a doubt, he'll be done. But my gut is we won't see him this year. You know, for him to move away, go work out in Portland and already have taken kind of a low-key position,
approach,
you know, amongst
yeah.
the public, especially here in New Orleans, not ever speaking to the media and stuff like that. You just don't feel like this guy thinks probably even in his own head that he's going to be back this year.
Ollie Cosell, birdwrites.com. Ollie, What are the Pelicans? Could the Pelicans be selling at the trade deadline?
Well, I don't think they're going to be selling in terms of like a valuable player. So like Valanciunas, probably even Devontae Graham, Josh Hart. I think they're going to stay. I mean, I think they've shown their hand by how much they're trying to win games, right? Trey Murphy's not even getting playing time right now. They're not trying to develop Najee Marshall either. So everything I've heard, they're buyers. The only parts they would sell off is probably trading in some of the young guys. And Jackson Hayes' name has been floated around, but upgrading, right? Trying to get guys that are, you know, ready to play and contribute now for Willie Green, because they've got too many young guys, right? And with so many assets still in the future where they're going to be drafting, probably in keeping at least several of these guys, you can't have a stable full of kids.
Ollie, in watching the NBA like you do, has there been a surprise team so far this season where you say, man, okay, you still got a lot of basketball left to play. But has there been one that you say, wow,
Memphis, I can tell you, Mike.
I think is the, is
the
one
Memphis
of
Grizzlies,
them.
For
and
sure.
Memphis has really played well. But other than Memphis, so to speak, is there another one?
Boy, what if we had Memphis in New Orleans? I think the Smoothie King Center is packed.
It'd be packed every night.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Oh, yeah, Memphis is my dream, right? I mean, yeah. I want the Pelicans to follow that route. You get every guy that you bring in your team, and they work their tails off, and they perform on the court. And that's what Memphis has done, right? I mean, outside of John Morant, most people can't name a second play on their team.
That's
maybe
true.
Outside of
You're
Stephen
right.
Adams. But, yeah, they're one of the best stories. But since you asked for somebody else, I got to say Cleveland Cavaliers, even ahead of the Chicago Bulls, because nobody saw the Cavaliers winning more than, say, 30 games.
Yeah.
And they're already, I think, 27-19. Just a great story.
Now, Ollie, what about, like, without Zion – the progression of B.I., Brandon Ingram, is he capable of being that guy? Because it seems like he's putting more on his shoulders. What is your take on him?
He's showing signs. You know, he won an All-Star, or he appeared in the All-Star game his first year here in New Orleans. But I'll tell you what, he was more of a stats guy, right? He got in there because of stats,
right.
Not because of how I felt like he led the team anywhere. Obviously, they didn't win many games that year. I feel like this year, even though it's not showing in the Pelicans' win-loss record, he's doing a heck of a lot more, even though the numbers are pretty identical. And it shows every game, right, the way he's talking to the guys, to trying on defense, to being more vocal. He's doing all these things that we wanted to see in the first year or even last year, but it wasn't there. Now that effort level and just giving a damn really all over the court, it's happening. So he's taken that next step. The big thing will be now – it's just getting some more consistency, right? This team needs him to be almost like LeBron every night. Can he be that consistent and give you 25-plus points a night? Because he hasn't, but he's close.
Editor-in-chief, TheBirdWrites.com, Ollie Cosell. Always a pleasure. Great job as always, man.
Thank you, Ollie.
Absolutely, guys.
Thank you,
Take
Ollie.
Take care. And let's see the Pels win one, man, up in the East.
Amen.
Let's do it. We'll step away and come back. Jay Johnson, LSU baseball coach, coming up in about 10 minutes here on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Going to have Jay Johnson, LSU baseball coach, here in a few moments. Less than a month away from their season opening series against Maine.
So I have a question for you, Christian. Mm-hmm. And the Who Dat Nation, or I don't know, is there a Pelicans Nation? I mean, I don't know. I guess the Pelican fan base. Mm-hmm. Where in the hell is David Griffin? Okay. He should communicate with the public. I don't care if it's this station or any other station. Shouldn't he be able to, I mean, if not every week, every other week, talk to the fan base and where the team's at right now? Because I'm telling you, this is not a pass. To me, you look at the markets. You look at Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies. You look at New Orleans. Okay, Memphis, New Orleans, Memphis. I mean, there's no reason that if we can have the kind of product that the Memphis Grizzlies have put forth on the court, that you don't have to worry about promotions or a hometown discount as far as tickets to go to the Smoothie King Center. The fans will show up because the product is so good. That's why I am intrigued by the Memphis Grizzlies. I don't have no connection to Memphis. But look at Ja Morant. Even when Ja Morant's out, the team, they're unbelievable how well they play and compete. So there's no reason why we should not be able to have that in New Orleans. So, I don't know. We need to ask David Griffin that. He's welcome to come on this show or any radio show in New Orleans. But you can't just be out of sight, out of mind. You have to communicate with the people, the fan base. Because I think if you're a sports fan, you know, whether it's LSU, the Saints, whatever, if you're a sports fan, we appreciate that we have an NBA team here. No, you have an NBA team here. Well, you got to be able to communicate to your fan base and try and grow that. So hopefully David Griffin will acknowledge that and come on this type of show to just tell us where we're at right now and not just the status quo, like out of sight, out of mind.
Shifting gears on a dime, we welcome in now LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson. Coach, how are you?
Great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. So what did you – the fall's over. You're into the spring now. What were you able to assess and learn about your baseball team in the fall headed into the spring?
Yeah, it was a great fall. We established a lot of foundations, you know, trying to create an identity for our team, kind of start the base fundamentals, mastering our system, if you will. And now as we're getting closer to the season, we want to come together as a team. Great group of boys, that a lot of buy-in. A lot of commitment to what we're trying to do. Very good talent on the position player side of the ball. And I think we got some good pieces on the pitching side that I'm really excited to see some of those guys step up. And now we're into our full go mode, getting ready for the opener on the 18th, and it's full speed ahead.
Coach, I'm looking at the roster, and I see Paul Gervais. I might be pronouncing that incorrectly. But 6'10", and I immediately think, wow, Randy Johnson was 6'10". I mean, can you just tell us a little about Paul Gervais?
Yeah, I'm 5'7", so I'm not going to be walking out to the mound very often. That's for sure. Paul's a great kid, first and foremost, high character guy. Great fastball, up to 96 miles an hour. But the most impressive thing was the evolution or development of his slider here over the break. Him and Coach Kelly got to work on a couple things. And he took that into his own time over December and looked outstanding last weekend when he threw. So really excited about Paul. I think he's going to be a big piece of the back of our bullpen.
Now, You know, Jay, when you look at it, I'm not smart enough. I'm a baseball fan. I played in high school, but I didn't go beyond that. And then when you look at when you're putting a pitching staff together, and it might be, okay, then you're hitting your left arm or right arm. Okay, I want the left-hander out of the bullpen or left-handed starter, right-handed pitcher. It just seems like Coach Maneri, and when we had him on in the past, it was like, well, I'm giving scholarships or promoting the best pitchers I could get. And it just so happened they're all a bunch of right-handers. So how can you have that balance? And when you, I don't know, recruiting like left-handed pitchers nationwide or right-handed pitchers, whoever's the best, to have that balance when you're trying to attack an opponent as far as, you know, their hitters. Because that's one thing we've lacked, and I think you're aware of that.
Absolutely. And we tried to address it immediately. One of the first, I would call it, we got to address that moment, so I was looking at the roster and, you know, one, potentially two returning left-handed pitchers. So we were able to take advantage of the new rule with the transfer portal. We brought in Riley Cooper, who was a left-hander for me at Arizona last year, had 29 appearances, was very good in the postseason. I believe he was the winning pitcher in one of the wins in the regional, one of the wins in the super regional out of the bullpen, and threw a couple scoreless innings against Vanderbilt in the College World Series. So he's seasoned. He's got four pitches. Might be able to mix in that starting rotation. Great competitor. Got those winning qualities. Not scared of anybody. And then we picked up Trey Schaefer, graduate transfer from Southeastern Louisiana, who we actually faced last year early in the season. And preparing for him, you could see his athleticism, good arm strength, great competitor. And those guys will give us a lift. So we have four left-handers. Our recruiting class next year, I believe we signed five, and it's going to be a major point of emphasis going forward to make sure we can match up and tip the scales in our favor and making it really hard on the hitter.
Coach, does anybody on this roster that might pitch but also could help with some of these new guys also play in the field as well, pitch and play in the lineup?
Yeah, no two-way guys this year at this point in time. Next year, though, however, we signed Gavin Guidry from Barb High School. He's the best player in the state of Louisiana, up to 94 miles an hour with a good breaking ball, and also a very good infielder that can hit. And so he will 1,000% be pitching and hitting. And the two-way guy takes a special athlete. You know, one of those sides of the ball has to come easy for them, and they have to be a great competitor. So not this year, but in 2023, we're excited to have Gavin here.
Jay, have you settled or started to settle in? Does that weekend rotation look a little bit more clear now than maybe it did in the summer?
Well, we're going to prepare to line it up over the next 3 weeks or 4 weeks. We have three weekends of inner squads, and then this weekend the pitchers will throw simulated games. We have seven pitchers that we're going to elevate their pitch count to put them in position to start or go extended innings. And then the other 12 pitchers are going to go 1 to 2 inning bullets and be able to condition themselves to go twice a week. So we've kind of started to formulate a plan of who fits into what group, but I think the strength in this staff is going to be the depth, and we're going to use a lot of guys. But yeah, there's a few guys, Devin Fontenot, who was the closer last year, really, really wanted an opportunity to start. It was part of the appeal of him coming back to school, and he's extended to 3 and 4 innings in the fall and looks poised to do that. He's in better condition. Change-up's really coming around to be able to effectively go get left-handers. I mentioned Riley Cooper. Javon Coleman is a guy that pitched really well for LSU down the stretch last year. Ty Floyd, again, has also emerged. Really tough to hit fastball. Very good change-up. So those four guys and then a couple more. Cale Lansville is a freshman we like. Mikhail Hilliard has had a good career at LSU and is back as a fifth-year senior. And Will Helmers, New Orleans boy, and really excited about Will and had a really good fall. So those are the seven we're going to extend, and then we really, really like the bullets we have coming at you out of the bullpen. And so I'm excited to put it all together to line up and go get 27 outs on a night or 81 on a weekend.
Coach, again, staying on the pitching staff, looking at the profile picture a year ago of Blake Money compared to this year, he looks like he's completely changed his body. He looks lean. Is that wrong?
Oh, no. Blake had a great fall, really improved. And
he deserves credit for it. I mean, completely changed his body, committed to the nutrition. Every day outside of what we're doing, he is at the field, strength and conditioning, working hard. He's become more athletic, more mobile. Feel like it really helped his delivery. So it helped his command of his fastball, helped him move better, which helps you, you know, land your off-speed pitches for strikes. And Blake's going to be a key piece of this, and could be a guy you could see mix into that starting piece or leverage piece in the middle of the game, as I like to call it, or finish games. And, you know, I give him a lot of credit. He's one of those breakout potential guys, which is exciting to see for him and for our team.
We're speaking with Jay Johnson, LSU Tigers baseball coach. And, Jay, you've witnessed a lot of baseball. You know, in these parts, we look at back in the day, guerrilla ball, when you had games where it's, I don't know, it's almost looks like a football score. I don't know, it's 11-9, or it might be double digit. And as long as you win, it doesn't matter. But where do you think we're at right now, like an 11-9 versus maybe a 4-3 type victory? Because I know with the Wildcats, y'all could hit the ball and stuff. So yeah. What is the philosophy? Is that because, you know, if you look at Major League, this is old school, kind of like great pitching would always be great hitting. But it seems like if you have great hitting, I'm not against that.
Yeah, I think my philosophy is whatever it takes to win on that day. And I do have a belief that you cannot outcoach your own bad pitching. So we're going to recruit and develop our pitching staff to make it hopefully one of the best in the country in the coming years. I think this pitching staff has more potential than maybe people realize at this point. Coach Kelly, as I mentioned, did a good job getting those guys in the zone. Offensively, we don't want to be one-dimensional. We want to be able to win any type of game, any type of pitcher we're facing, be adjustable. Is it a day game, a night game, big field, small field, wind blowing in, wind blowing out, and have the skill set to be able to be successful no matter the circumstances. I think the thing that we've really pounded into our team and are pounding into our team and our hitters is the importance of strike zone discipline and the ability to create offense via the walk and the ability to put yourself in position by having good discipline so you can crush mistakes. And then in the event you get to two strikes, just be an animal and a competitor and make it really hard on opposing pitchers. And so a lot of people will talk about the power potential in our lineup and the ability to put crooked numbers up. But we want to be really complete. And I think we have the personnel to do that. And we're going to stay committed to working them really hard so they're really confident and really prepared on game day.
Coach, pardon the question, but have you already trimmed your roster down or is that still to come?
No, we're pretty close to where we need to be. I mean, we've kind of outlined it to where, you know, we have 40 or 41 guys for the 40 spots. The 41st player will redshirt and had to go through some things in fall baseball to get it aligned and feel good about where we're at right now, and we'll have it dialed in come opening day.
Have you at all given a thought to what that first night's going to be like, that first game, that Friday series against Maine, first pitch at the box, and it's liable to be rocking pretty good. Have you given that any thought?
Yeah, for sure. It's people ask me, what are you looking forward to? And you know, I'm a very stay-in-the-moment kind of guy and very guest coach speak of process over result, doing what we need to do to get the result that we want. And this time of year is my favorite time of year where you're really engulfed in preparation for the team. But I'd be lying if I didn't say I'm excited about that night. And, you know, our stadium has a College World Series feel to it when it's full. And I have a big wall design picture of the stadium full in my office. So I'm looking at that every day and I'm very excited for that night. And, can't wait to get out there, engage with our fans, and then really just give them a brand of baseball that they become incredibly proud of and really excited for opening night.
Coach, I know that you still have a ways to go here in the spring. You mentioned you got four weekends, but has just like with the pitching staff, the weekend guys, has a lineup started to manifest a little bit? Do you have a better idea maybe who's going to hit where?
I think we've got really good options. I think we have really good depth. I think we can match up left-handed hitters, right-handed hitters. And so some of that still has to play out. I think there's some obvious pieces to, you know, what people think is one of the better offenses in college baseball. Dylan Cruz, from a talent standpoint, is one of the best and most talented players I've ever seen in my college coaching career. That's eight players that played in the big leagues this year, so that's a big compliment. Trey Morgan, New Orleans boy again, had a great freshman year, has some really good positional versatility between first base, and we're giving him some looks in center field. So really excited about Trey. Jacob Berry, who transferred from Arizona, was the National Freshman of the Year last year, led the Pac-12 in RBIs, will obviously be a staple in there. Cade Doty is the, in my opinion, I kind of describe him as the best player on the team that people don't talk about enough. And certainly poised to have a good season, you know, playing second base, shortstop, whatever, however that unfolds. Tyler McManus from Slidell, who transferred from Samford behind the plate, had a lot of success in the fall. We made some swing adjustments to help him get ready for SEC pitching, and he went out and hit 9 home runs this fall. Braden Joubert, left-handed hitter with a lot of power. Gavin Dugas, you know, number 8 this year. So there's that kind of group that's maybe at the lead of it right now, and then I could just keep going of the guys that right. I have confidence in, you know. So I'm excited to see it all come together, and there's a lot of guys that are going to get chances to make a positive impact.
Now, Jay, I know your West Coast influence and all that, and you look at the Pac-12, Arizona State, Sun Devils, Arizona Wildcats. I could even go old school in the early 70s, USC and all. Then you look at Stanford, you look at Oregon, whatever. When you look at the Pac-12 and the SEC, is it the same animal considering the competition and what you're getting ready to face? You understand what the point I'm making in the competition and that, listen, wherever there's warm weather, they have great players. Come on. I mean, they have great players in cold weather. But it does make a difference how you can play baseball in California basically year-round or maybe in the Deep South.
No question. In my opinion, they are the unrivaled two best leagues in college baseball. You have to give the edge to the SEC, you know, when you're looking at the number of teams qualifying for the NCAA tournament, which that in itself is a lot harder than people think that it is. But perennially, to have 9 or 10 teams in the postseason says the strength of the SEC. I thought where I came from in the Pac-12, there were great coaches, great baseball coaches. You mentioned the warm weather. There's certainly good players in that region of the country. I think probably the separator is how programs are run out here and the money invested. And those have become really, really attractive, you know, largely because of the foundation that Skip Bertman laid at LSU.
Right.
And then everybody decided to invest money in baseball. And so when you're looking at these beautiful ballparks, the amount of fans pouring in, the interest has now become really appealing for players all across the country to want to play at the top of the SEC. And we are a program with great tradition, but we got some work to do to cut back into that top tier of the SEC, and we're very excited to go about getting after that.
Jay Johnson, LSU head baseball coach, getting started in less than a month. Coach, we'll talk to you hopefully one or two more times before you guys actually get rolling.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, very much looking forward to it. Have a great night, guys.
All right, you too. Jay Johnson, LSU head baseball coach. You heard it there. Offense, offense, offense. He laid it out for you. And look, he's optimistic about his pitching staff.
Well, he'll have no problem winning a game 4-3 instead of 11-9 or something, you know.
Yeah. All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh. Man, that I'm getting goosebumps here. I'm thinking old school here. Christian, I'm flexible more than you think.
I love this song.
Yes, you like this too?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm not always just classic rock. I like, you know, I love country.
We both like great music. I mean, if it's like, you know, you can hear a song with this reggae, country, rock and roll.
What would that be classified as? Pop?
Blues?
Would that fall in the pop? Yeah.
Pop, like kind of, yeah. I mean.
I'm all good with that.
I mean.
Alternative pop, yeah.
Yeah.
Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Bobby, a question we were having, we were talking about during a break is, it's going to be a different brand of baseball that LSU fans are going to have to adjust to. This under Jay Johnson. I'm not saying it's bad. That's not it at all. I'm just it's going to remind them a lot of the Skip Bertman days in some ways, because they're going to have an offense. This offense is legit, 1-9. You heard me talk about it before, but if they can't score runs, then something's wrong, because there's a lot of talented hitters in this lineup, and they're going to score a lot of runs.
The thing is, you want to be entertained, and if you're a casual baseball fan and you know, you're scoring 8 or 9 runs, you don't want your opponent to have 10 or 11.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it all, did we win or did we lose the game? So now we want to be entertained, Christian. I'd much rather, now you might say, well, you have to appreciate the art of pitching. Listen, even when I'm watching Major League playoffs and I see a pitching duel and the pitches are unbelievable, that's not boring to me. So I kind of fluctuate, go back and forth. But if I really don't know that they're the best of the best, I'd much rather see a game 11-9 than 3-2 as far as college baseball.
Paul Maneri was aggressive on the bases, but not compared to what Jay Johnson's going to bring. If you go look at the guys that he either held over or transferred in or recruited in, they're all guys that can not only hit, but they can run.
So what do you think about, because, you know, we asked Coach Maneri this, like situational pitching and all that, and you look how your staff is structured, that, man, we got all these damn right-handers.
They got four lefties.
No, I'm saying Coach Maneri.
Oh, okay.
Where they didn't have the left-handers. And he was like, well Bobby, we're just getting recruiting the best pitchers. They just so happen to be all right-handers. But then I'm unsmart enough to figure it out that, okay, that made sense to me that he told me that. But it seems like I just look at Major League when you consider you amongst the best and matchups.
Yeah, Jay Johnson will do that.
That left-hander versus, you know, the right-hander.
Pivotal spot in the game, yeah,
yes.
Get it out. Yeah,
to get it out, sure. Right, exactly.
But college pitching staffs are so thin, it's harder to do that specialty guy.
Well, Scott Age is playing this, so we go to the break. I guarantee Johnny Cash could be a right or left-hander. He'd be working out.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick.
Whoever don't like Johnny Cash, they're a hater.
This is Sports Talk here on WWE.
Come on. Ring of fire, dog. Man, I feel 10 years younger. Woo. I'm getting fired up. A ring
Bobby,
of fire.
Bobby, I got a fun question for you. Who will win a national title first at LSU?
Wait, I'm doing to this song. Okay. Down. Okay, what now? What'd you ask me?
Who will win a national title first at LSU? Football's Brian Kelly, baseball coach Jay Johnson, men's hoops coach Will Wade, or women's coach Kim Mulkey?
So a national championship.
Who will win one first?
I would go with Kim Mulkey or Jay Johnson.
I was going to go one of those as well.
That's what I think.
If I had to split between the two, I'd go Kim Mulkey.
Yep, I would say women's basketball, LSU baseball.
And she's done an amazing job turning around that program.
Because I think LSU basketball could truly be relevant like LSU football, but or you could be national champs. I just think Kim Mulkey and where we at with LSU baseball, you know, you get to Omaha and all that. That's just my opinion, whether you agree with that or not, Christian. I don't know.
I'm with you.
The fan base. So.
Glenn Gilbo, SEC columnist at Outkick.com, will join us right at the start of the show next hour. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.